Now, back to Sound Advice on Business Radio 1300 KKOL.
Hi, I'm Susan Michaels.
And I'm Rick O'Brien, and this is Sound Advice.
Today, we're talking with Nicolette Bao. She's an interior architect and a professional organizer. Welcome, Nicolette.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, tell us what you do as an interior architect and a professional organizer, and how do the two differ, and how are they similar?
Yeah, well, I'm an architect and an interior designer and a professional organizer, and I love combining both. And sometimes I step into people's homes and there's just too much clutter, where we first have to declutter before I can make beautiful designs to fit their office needs or their formal living room.
Okay.
Or so, bedrooms.
So a lot of the organizing you find kind of on the job.
Yes.
On the job organization.
Yeah, that's okay. What I do a lot, where people just call and say, help, I need help.
And
organizing is really like a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
I will be there on site for 3 hours where I really help
and
guide them and help them through every process. And interior design is really different. That's where you have an intake and people say, well, you know, we want a new look or we want a complete makeover. Mm-hmm. And then we go into taste and what they really want and things that need to stay and things they don't want to have to stay. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's grandma's armoire that needs to stay, but he kind of says, well, I don't want that.
And sometimes trying to help out determine what they want, you have to reorganize, don't you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. And for interior design, I'll go back home and I will make all my designs. I will go to the shops and I will find everything for them. That's a longer and bigger process. And organizing, it will be done after I leave.
Okay, so when you go in to help someone with an organizing problem, I guess you could say, what is it that you're looking at? And what kind of solutions?
Well, people always joke if I say, well, what do you do? And I say, well, I declutter kids' rooms where there are no floors or kitchens that don't have countertops. And it doesn't mean that the builder didn't put the countertops in. It means that it's just packed with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I first try to focus on something where we have a big win right away. And maybe it's just moving off all the stuff from the countertop, so they see, oh, wow. And then we will just sort through the belongings, organize, look at, do you really use this? If this is the crock pot you use once a year, just put it in a pantry or in a cabinet. Don't leave it on your countertop. So I will coach them and support them and walk through them and slowly work to the end result.
Hmm. Okay. Now, do you ever have an organizational situation that takes you more than, say, 3 to 4 hours?
Yeah. Yes. But what I noticed after 3 hours, my client and I are kind of drained. and I am high energy. And, it's always my goal to get from a disaster into a serene space. And, sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But after 3 hours, that's just the max. And we'll make a new appointment for the next week or the week after.
Okay.
And sometimes I have clients who say, well, my whole house is a mess. And I'll come back on a regular basis, like every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Wow.
And I give them a little bit of homework in between, just small, tiny portions, like 20 minutes a day. They set a timer, and after that, you deserve your break.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and I would assume that would help them on an ongoing basis.
Exactly.
And they can maybe see some things for themselves that they could do and then kind of go from there and make other big ideas. Oh,
absolutely. And sometimes it's a snowball. And, the first time I come, they say, well, you can't really touch my husband's space.
Mm-hmm.
Before I know it, the second or the third visit, my husband asked if you could please. So, it's, I'm in your house.
Okay.
I'm touching your stuff. I see the stuff. You know, if I open up a drawer that is messy, yes, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to be very discreet. I will never, ever tell anybody about it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the doctor or, it's a
confidentiality
there.
and that's also a part of my contract, so people know that they've signed for that and I will never, ever.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, that's actually a great question. So originally I'm from Amsterdam, and I was having So my background is corporate account management, and I work for three Dutch multinationals, Nestle, Heineken, and KLM Royal Dutch Airlines.
So account, that means you were an accountant doing
numbers?
No, doing
an account manager. An
account manager. Oh, okay.
In mostly sales,
okay, sales
and contracts. Uh-huh. But, you know, at the age of 35, I was missing my creative outlet. So I left the corporate world and went back to school to become an interior architect. And I was doing actually pretty amazing as an entrepreneur, and I was having fun. And it was so deliberated to have your own company. Mm-hmm. And then my husband came home and he says, well, I think we're going to move to Seattle.
Oh, wow.
And here I was. Just finished my degree, just had everything up and running, and before I knew it, we moved here within 3 months.
Now, did that seem to you at the time, did that seem like an oh no, or was that a oh, this would be a good opportunity?
It was an oh no,
yeah,
because
oh, no. Okay.
You leave behind everything,
yeah.
Your roots, your family, your home,
your
language.
And, yeah.
But on the other hand, it was yay, oh, this is amazing. Yeah, an amazing opportunity. So it took me a while to get everything settled in again here in the U.S. And then I got my degree as a professional organizer and I started working again.
Wow.
Now, an interior architect,
yes, correct,
is different than an interior designer, correct?
Yes, in my country, it totally is.
And what is the difference between those?
I am trained as an architect.
Uh-huh.
So I make drawings from the ground up to scale, elevation, 3D models. So I'm trained to be an architect.
More than just rearranging what someone has, you are actually designing.
I can draw everything.
And rebuilding sometimes.
Yeah. So I was trained, of course, in drawing, uh-huh, space planning, color, history, materials. It was a 2-year program.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And that, I would assume, would make you stand out over other interior designers.
Correct. Okay. Because I can draw everything from scratch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a lot of work to do.
I know, but I love it. Mm. I have my own drafting table at home. It's like, well, let me convert, like, I think 5 feet wide.
Yeah.
So it's really huge. And yeah, I love standing behind my drawing table. I've got like 200 markers in all different colors. I love it. Yeah.
So you moved to Seattle, and how did you get started here?
Well, I was kind of, you know, with friends, not family because we don't have family, but we've got our American family, so a little bit here and a little bit there. And then I was invited to a network group, and that's when it really started.
Okay.
And that was Eastside Women in Business, and that was great. We had 2 meetings a month, and that's where I learned how do things work here in the U.S., and it really shaped me from kind of like insecure to a professional businesswoman.
Okay.
Yeah, so through them, I got to meet a lot of people. I got to work for a lot of people. So that really helped my business.
Hmm. Okay, yeah. So tell us about your typical client. Who is the person who usually will call you and say, hey, help? And what is it they're looking for help with?
Well, the ones that are really in help, that is most of the time the people who need organizing. They have seen my work online, either through my website or Facebook, and they think, okay, I've gathered all my energy and all my guts, and, you know, I can finally do this.
Yeah.
I will give her a call, and they are just so nervous. And when they start working with me, and so misconception is always that organizers throw away everything. Mm-hmm. I will never make them do that. So it's a real process. So the main people who call me that are help, that are organizing, and the other ones say, I've seen your work, it's clean, it's slick, it's really Scandinavian, European, I want to have that style.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was looking at your website, and there's some really nice looking jobs that you have done, definitely.
Yeah, and it's my signature brand, the way I design, and some people come to my house and say, did you just move in?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and to them it's kind of minimalistic, but to us it's how we live.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to me it makes a big difference in being able to find things. Your brain works better and everything.
Oh, and there's so many benefits of being
usually
organized.
We all start off with it kind of clean, and then it kind of clutters as we go on.
Yeah, because we go through life, and then we add pets to the family, and then we add kids, and then there comes more stuff, and then you've got like, oh, but this made our son when he was in kindergarten. Yes. And then you hold on to sentimental things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So how do you help people decide what they can let go of?
It's observing them and asking them a lot of questions. Mm. And do you really, is this something you really want to hold on to? I always give the example of when we move, when my son will move out and mm-hmm. he takes all his stuff and he puts it in his car. Mm-hmm. And then we follow him with a 40 feet truck and says, yes, but I've got everything organized. So like, this is everything you made in the Netherlands, and this is everything you made in kindergarten, and this is everything in first grade. And then I'll just see. So, you know, that always helps with yeah. people. And I think it's also the cathartic to throw things away or to get rid of it or just donate it. You know, if you mm-hmm. have a whole collection, I don't know about, you know, computer things you don't need, well, donate it to a museum that sure. can that has need for it.
So
yeah, I have some stuff in my room that probably belong in a museum, I think.
Probably. Yeah. So talk about some of the projects that yeah. you've done. I know on your website you have some extreme yeah. makeovers. Tell us about yeah. some of those.
Yeah, so I got a phone call like 2 years ago from a client, and she said, well, you did such an amazing job in my basement, but we're running out of space, and we actually need another bedroom to our house. I said, well, you know, everything is already full, so I don't know. She said, well, you are such a genius. You're such a just Tasmanian devil with your metric rulers and everything. So she said, why don't you come? And I said, well, the only thing we can do is convert this storage area to a bedroom.
Storage area.
A storage wow. area. It was long and narrow, but it would work. And she was totally open for the idea. Hmm. So we got my contractor in. We got it the whole place. We opened up the wall. We put in beautiful windows. We had a raised bed in the corner. So the bed is raised, and underneath there's tons of storage and a little desk in it, and it works perfect.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Something that probably somebody never thought of doing with that little space before.
It is totally extreme. Yeah. I felt a little bit like Ty Pennington, you know, like extreme home makeover. Yeah, but it totally worked. And this room is still used as of today.
That's right. Amazing.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about colors and maybe some other things and get into if somebody wants to make some different choices. So we'll take a short break and then come right back.
We are talking with Nicolette Bao. She's an interior architect and professional organizer on Sound Advice.
We'll be back with more Sound Advice after this on Business Radio 1300 KKOL.